section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
My belly button is a deep in.
Well, mine used to be a half innie, half outie.
Gross.
For the longest time. But now that I've gotten fat, it's an innie. It's a innie. But what I'm scared of is that it's just going to pop. And I had that surgery there.
You had a surgery there?
Well, I had my appendix taken out a couple years ago. And it, where were you?
But like,
on Christmas. You didn't come see me in the hospital.
That's true. I did not. Is the incision's right by your belly button, though?
It's in the belly button. Like, they cut the bot. Yeah.
Weird. They cut inside of the belly button.
Kyle XY.
No belly button.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Coming to you live from Mount Me, Australia, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, get a pet, stay in character, co-host by the decade, worst relationships, and 50 ways to leave your cable provider with your co-host intern, Heather, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, the delivery address information on his mail reads Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 234 of A Burns on IP. I am your host, the Podcasting God. Blake Clayton, and we are gathered here today to witness the holy sanctity of a podcast.
Where do podcasts come from?
Well, first you get some really cool music. How could you do this picture of Scottie Pippen's face? All right, first, folks, ladies first in my book, always, except for last episode. Because I wanted to like build up, but this time you're the lady and you should be introduced first.
That's how my book starts.
She was once known as Intern Heather. At current moment, we don't have the new name. Secretary Heather? No.
Secretariat.
Ooh, the best horse. Secretariat
Heather.
Heather, yeah. Secretariat was a great horse. Dedicated, loyal. Trustworthy, gentle.
Glue shoes.
Glue shoes? Oh, because don't they make those out of horses?
Horse hooves? Or just all the horse?
They use all the horse.
Welcome, Intern Heather.
Hello, everybody. How we doing?
We're feeling good.
Awesome.
We're going to make it through another day.
Let's get this going.
Oh, she is hot trot.
What?
She's too hot to handle, too cold to hold.
I'm right. Trotting like a secretariat.
Good job.
Thanks.
To my left is a man that I spent New Year's Day with.
Barely a man.
I've been to his house.
Barely a house.
I've went into his lavish bathroom.
Barely a bathroom.
And he's super excited that I got my toilet fixed here at IBWIP Studios. Let's welcome the Bottle Cap Kid, Jason.
I'm starting to think that there's nothing wrong with your toilet. You just didn't want to clean it, so you got a new one and it came clean.
Well, no. Every time you went in it, you had to flush it 6 or 7 times to get the business down.
That's why it was so dirty.
Dirty South. Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you for welcoming us.
You're welcome.
Blake,
what?
Thank you for walking us the show.
Thank you.
Sometimes you throw me off when you're trying to be funny.
I'm not trying. This is who I am. This is me. Take it or leave it. All right.
I bought brand new pens recently.
These are nice.
Is it the one that I'm using?
Yeah, the one that you're. No, no. Feel free to. It's probably about out of ink. We've done 2 shows.
I do love writing all over the paper.
Is that a gel ink pen?
That's a Caterpillar pen.
See, it'll really be continuing the trend if I run this pen out of ink, because I've been thoroughly running that gold pen out of ink that you
gave. I bet.
And it's great. It's great.
This is a podcast. Some would say it's a comedy podcast. I would say it's a current events podcast. I would say it's a self-help podcast.
It's a cerebral podcast at best.
Yeah, you can have if you have cerebral palsy, this is a good podcast.
I have been without sex for like a few months now. I've been cerebral for probably 5 months.
You haven't had sex in like 5 months?
It really probably has been about that.
Wow.
I mean, is my hand count?
No,
not at all.
Then yes. That was an audible fart, maybe.
My question. Me and Heather were talking earlier when you were in the bathroom, and we know it's been a long time since you had sex.
That, mm-hmm. What? That happened?
That happened.
And that it's been a really long time since you had a steady...
A partner.
A
partner. In crime.
And all right. What I voiced to her was that I'm concerned that what little skills you had relationship-wise mm-hmm. is deteriorating. It's like if you don't use it, you lose it.
Uh-huh. I don't like this podcast anymore.
And we were thinking, okay, well, obviously... A partner's not in your future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A human partner. But we think, because Heather has some experience with foster
puppies.
We think that it might be a good idea for you to get a dog.
You want me to have sex with a dog?
Oh, no. No one implied that, Jason. No one implied that you have sex with a dog. We want you to get a dog in order to love it in the most friend and platonic
healthy
manner,
way. Healthy
yeah,
way.
In a because, companionship.
Yeah, it
way.
Will help. It'll help your response. You know, being responsible.
My
for
response
another,
time.
No, being responsible for someone or something.
I have a daughter,
but this is different.
She's not
always there.
She does everything on her own now. Really,
that's true. She'll be 10 in a few weeks.
But wouldn't she love a dog?
She would love a dog. Not in the way that you're saying that I should love a dog, though. I'm not going to sleep with a dog.
No one
sexually.
Is assuming that you should sleep with a dog.
I'm not into it. I mean, maybe I should be into that now. Maybe things have gotten so bad that I should.
If you take a step back and listen to what we're saying,
uh-huh.
We're saying that it's the relationship building that you need with a dog, not the sex part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely don't want the sex part, so you guys can take that right out of the conversation.
Taken. Struck.
I don't want to do that to an animal, because an animal can't really give consent.
So why don't you have an animal so right now?
Because of dirty.
Because of dirty? What about like a cat?
Also the same.
Cats aren't that dirty, though.
There's cat hair.
Yeah.
Cats have hair.
Cats are gross.
So? I think you have hair.
I can barely stand myself being in the house.
You can see him looking inside of his picture window every night. Just like, I wish I could go in that house, but the owner hates me.
I'm the owner. I hate me.
Breakthrough. So you don't think that getting a pet and showing it affection and like having it there when you come home after a hard day's work at the hotel, you don't think that's good for your...
The best thing I can hope for when I come home from a long day at work is that all my stuff is still there and that it hasn't moved anywhere or no one's added to the mess.
The mess. Just so everyone knows, Jason's apartment is immaculate. Immaculate.
Yeah, it is.
To the point that I don't even think a pet could influence it.
When I go there, I'm nervous.
I know you are.
You're like, can I put my feet here?
I've
said that before.
If immaculate means real, like beyond clean, what does immaculate conception mean?
Means no blood, no foul.
Okay.
Ugh, that's so horrible. I hate the idea of that. That's cringy.
You hate the idea of blood during coitus?
No, it's just, it's a weird idea. Yeah, super.
So super the Virgin idea. Mary was so clean sexually,
and then she had a baby. It is a myth. And
we all know it is. What is it meant to mean, though? Immaculate conception.
Immaculate conception is meant to mean that it was somehow a clean conception in the sense that sex is then a dirty thing. So immaculate conception would be the idea that you didn't have sex in order to have that child.
I mean, I know what it
means.
Which
is kind of fucked up.
In the terms of immaculate meaning clean mm-hmm. versus conception.
Yeah, it means that sex is dirty. That's really fucked up. Okay. Yeah, that's why. That means sex is dirty.
It goes against everything your podcast stands for.
Super.
Well, I
super
mean,
much
sex,
so.
Sex can be pretty dirty. Not in a moral sense, necessarily, mm-hmm. but like in a, you know,
like
a splattering
dirty,
of
dirty.
DNA.
Yeah. Like a dirty, like, ow.
Just like that. Yeah.
Let's get back to the issue.
Back to the animals.
Because this is the way he is. When mm-hmm. you try to talk to him about something serious.
Deflects.
He deflects. He's so like.
He's a mirror.
He's like, he wizard at it. He can.
I'm a wizard.
He's a rubber ball. Whatever comes bounces at him, off you, yeah, sticks to me.
Whatever you say. Yeah, you did it.
Okay. So we've given you some reasons why we think that you should get a dog.
Need a better response time. First of all,
no. Someone to protect your stuff when you're not there, because that you just said that was one of your concerns.
Exactly.
What's the best kind of animal to have?
A dog would protect your stuff.
What kind of dog, though?
I think for you, a dog that doesn't need a lot of maintenance.
You know what? I really like the last foster that I had. The last foster I had was an Australian cattle dog.
That peed all over everywhere.
Okay, peed everywhere, but it's because she was 8 months old. So if you got a dog that was trained, she needs to go on a daily walk, but who doesn't like walking around, you know, just on a walk?
Sure.
But other than that, she was very smart and very lovable, but not like invasively so. We had a Minpin as well, and he wanted to like jump in our bed and get with us, but she just wanted to like have her own space and like lie down in her own couch.
I thought you said no sex with the dogs.
Well, don't have sex with the dog.
You said it. You said it.
He jumped in our bed, but that doesn't mean that we had sex with him.
Everything that gets in my bed, I have sex with.
Well, don't let... That's why it's great to have a cattle dog, because they won't get in bed with you.
They want their own space.
They want their own space.
Here.
Yeah, you don't want a dog that's clingy, but you want a dog that'll laugh at your jokes.
Okay, yes. Like a hyena.
That you come home from the hotel. I was going to say hospital.
I'm always getting injured at the hotel.
That you come home from the hotel and you're able to have a good time, a good relaxed time with. But also, you know, you want to go outside and probably get some energy.
And you'll have to interact with it. That's the thing. We worry about you that you go home and you don't interact.
Yeah.
When I go home, I just lay face down on the floor until the next day begins.
Nary a wink of sleep. Just lay down face on the floor.
Pets are dirty. That's the number one thing. And then they, like, tear up everything you have that's nice.
You know what? The reason I'm a foster is because I know myself and I know that I would resent having an animal for any extended period of time in the sense that I can't go do things when it's there. So I get what you're saying. I wouldn't want a dog at all because I would totally resent the shit out of it and probably like end up hating it.
But a cat is
fairly self-sufficient. A cat's a little more self-sufficient, yeah. And that might be better for you anyways because you're going to be in all day long.
I do like animals. All my friends, a lot of them have pets. They're like, oh, Jason hates dogs. He hates them. I say, I don't hate dogs. I like to consider myself the grandparent of animals. I get to come over and I get to love them. And not even just patting them on the head like the motion you're making. I like to wrestle with them.
Yeah.
I like to give them noogies. I like to give them wedgies. I pull up their pants right up their buttholes. I like to have a lot of fun with these dogs, but at the end of the day, I can walk away with my head held high and take all my clothes and put them into the wash immediately. And I don't have to worry about the mess. So I'm like the grandparent of pets. And if I had a cat, I wouldn't want to claw the shit out of all my stuff, which it without a doubt would, unless you declaw it, which is like cutting part of its fingers off, which I don't want to do that to an animal. I care about animals and I like them. I'm not a hunter. I don't find joy like a sociopath would in like hurting animals. So I don't want to hurt them by like spay or neutering them or like cutting off parts of them to make sure they don't, you know, fuck up my house. You know what I mean?
How nice is your couch that you don't need it to be scratched? Because you can get a scratching post for a cat, and then they will hopefully scratch that post.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. I mean, I'm going to be honest. Hopefully scratch that post. But also, like, is your couch's quality...
It is very nice, actually.
It is a nice couch. It is kind of a nice couch, I guess.
My grandma died, RIP grandma. Mm-hmm. And
grandma.
When she died, I was... People
I
always
saw
say,
you, Blake. I saw you ready for the grandma.
What are you laughing about my grandma dying?
I'm not laughing.
Your grandma's still alive. You're lucky.
What I thought to
licking his lips about grandmas. That's what he's doing.
What I thought to myself was, RIP, Eddie.
Here's the thing. I'm a believer that when you die, you can take it with you. And I found out with my grandma dying, not the case. She left behind some very nice Eddie Bauer white leather couches, which I decided I will take those couches because my couches suck.
But here, okay.
So I do have nice couches.
You're deflecting again.
I'm building a case. I think the name of the bit is, does Jason need a pet? It's not a yes. It's like, you need a pet or you don't need a pet.
What about a rodent?
I honestly have a pet.
He has a toad that's an inch.
Are you a toad?
I do. I own a pet. I do.
What's your pet's name? What's Toad's name?
He doesn't really have a name.
See?
You didn't even name him. You have to at least name him Toady. Be like, it's after the
Toto.
Band.
The Toadies.
Toto.
But
Totoro.
The baseline for this, the reason why we brought this up is because of your lack of relationships.
But I have a very full life.
What does that mean?
That means all my time is occupied by activities.
That you're just continually living? That you're living right now?
That I continue to, yeah.
Exist.
I continue to exist in a physical form and mental form. I am getting pretty nervous now. I feel like something, because they say you can't really, judge yourself or whatever. I feel like, is there something wrong with me that I am not seeing?
No.
I'm getting very nervous. Aww, like I might need to talk nervous. To somebody. Great. No, here's the thing.
We're going to have to take turns.
Just get a dog and be done with it.
We'll just take turns calling him every half hour.
Yeah.
I have a job that occupies 50 hours a week. I have my daughter every weekend. I pick her up Fridays, drop her off Mondays. I have a handful of friends that I see pretty frequently. I work on this show. I sleep. I keep my house clean. I masturbate. And that takes up all my time. I've still kind of talking to someone from POF now that I'm off of it. Mm-hmm. But I don't have time for that stuff. I work second shift. My social life is cruddy in that aspect because I literally do not have time. Everyone works during the day. I do not. I work in the evenings.
Mm.
And I don't like pets because they smell bad and they are dirty.
Okay.
What do you guys think about? What about the toad though? That counts.
I think the toad counts. I wasn't aware that this gentleman had an amphibian.
First of all, I'm a gentleman, okay? If not by my monocle, but by my top hat.
And because it has said so, yeah.
Second of all, the toad is a little bit bigger than a quarter. My dog.
You got to name it. If I don't see a name in 38 hours, then...
Where did that time come from?
Just out of my head.
My daughter caught it in July. Mm-hmm. So we've had it for like 5-6 months now. We've kept
name
this
it July.
Toad. I think she called it Toady once. So I don't. So that's his name, we'll say. 38 hours quenched.
Does he have a nice little area?
He does. I have a nice backyard, mm-hmm. and I will go out there when it's raining, and I'll dig up a little slice of dirt, and I'll put it. It's his whole bottom of the cage is all real dirt. There's real moss growing in there. There's plants.
Mm-hmm.
There's water in there. I feed him flightless fruit flies every day. My daughter has almost no responsibility concerning it. She's pretty much dumped it on me. But I have a pet. It's just not the furry, cuddly ones that you guys are familiar with.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I wasn't aware of the toad ahead of this conversation. I think the toad is an acceptable pet at this point.
But you can't cuddle with it. He needs to cuddle. He needs that warmth.
Get a fucking stuffed animal, dude.
What about the masturbation?
You cuddle in with Grandpa Tremor down there?
Grandpa Tremor.
Oh, jeez.
I've decided that's the best name. Never mind. This is probably not a good thing to say on this podcast. It's a good name for penises.
Grandpa Tremor?
And what else? It looks like the Tremor Monster, but it doesn't have any teeth.
Star Wars. What do you think about that?
Whoa!
Oh, that was the greatest movie I ever saw. I can't get wait to go home and blog about it. That's going to be awesome. Oh, excuse me, sir.
Should we say what we're doing before we start this?
No, the whole point was just to go into it.
I don't see how listeners can understand what that means.
I'm sorry. I was going to town.
I'm sorry. What are we doing?
Hold on. Are those your characters? Because I think it's Blake and Jason.
Oh, you're right.
Called it.
You just wanted to hear the theme song.
Just want to hear this shit. We're doing that episode where it's all theme songs. Stay in character. Go. Stay in character is maybe something we've done. Maybe I think the first episode I was on, we did it.
Yeah.
And was that the first time you'd ever done it?
Yeah, I think so.
Back then, the episodes were two and a half hours long.
Right.
And so we're really scrambling to get stuff for the show. And now the bit is devolved, I would say.
Right.
To a point where it's virtually unlistenable.
It's one of those things where I'm just trying to, like, it's like I'm force feeding
mm-hmm.
a calf with, three legs and one ear. I'm just like force feeding and hoping.
What are you force feeding it?
Hay and grass and water. And
I don't even know if calves eat that. I think they still are on milk.
Okay, I'm forcing the calf's
that's cruel.
Deformed neck up
to his
mom's teat.
You want this guy to get a pet and you have all these
Fagua. So essentially, you're talking about when it comes to staying character, you give us characters, like very specific characters, and then you just say go, and we're supposed to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now, over the past couple times of staying character, we're trying to have it back, not devolving, but back to evolving.
Right.
We're trying to get it towards.
I don't want to put the black bar over it on the Excel spreadsheet.
Mm-mm.
And we do that. We've done that with a couple of things.
With a couple of things that just cannot be done anymore because people aren't around, or it's mainly just that.
Yeah.
Like negative Nick, he hasn't come around anymore.
No. Nurse Heather.
Nurse who?
Nurse Heather.
Heather? Was that her name?
Nurse Gordon.
You know what? You know what? I've forgotten her name too. She's listening right now. So at this time, what we're going to do is we're going to give ourselves a scenario. And then within that scenario, we are just going to be a couple of characters, and there's no predetermined adjectives concerning these people. We're just going out there. We're going to just kind of do a fun improv scene and see what happens. We don't know. Every time we do stay in character, it very well could be the last time. This is no exception. So what is the scenario this time, Blake?
The scenario is three people leaving the Star Wars movie and their reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Stop restricting us by saying we're people, man.
People. Three beings.
All right.
Ooh,
better.
I like that.
All right. So are we ready now?
I'm Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Stay in character, Hitler.
I'm looking at the time, and we have a lot of time to fill.
No, we don't have as much as you think.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm the executive producer, anyway. Oh, man, that was a great movie. I can't wait to go home and blog about it. It's awesome.
Yes, I do think that was rather enjoyable.
Hey guys, I enjoyed the movie as well, but if you ask me, it's a ripoff of episode 4. It's just like episode 4. There's nothing original there.
What do you mean? They brought back all the great characters to start the new saga. The new saga's
just,
gonna be
just
awesome.
Just because you have old characters doesn't mean it's brand new.
No,
what I think we can agree on though is that everybody enjoyed the movie, regardless of the characters.
I will submit that I enjoyed the movie to a degree.
Right, because you got to start somewhere. I mean, it's kind of a half reboot, half start of a new story. I mean, are you not excited that there's a female ninja? I mean,
you know,
not
first
ninja,
of all,
what is it?
It's
called?
Not a ninja. What kind of Star Wars fan are you seeing this on midnight day of release? It's called a Jedi. Okay. Rey is a Jedi. Whether she knows it or not, she must face her destiny.
I'm sorry. I've been sitting here for 6 hours in line because I wanted to get the first seat, and so I'm a little tired. Yes, Jedi.
We can agree. Everyone is tired. But what a breakthrough to have a woman and an African-American come together to put together this great movie and this great nation of planets.
Well, to be honest with you, the African-American is pretty much a token because he's not a Jedi. He's just a wannabe stormtrooper. He couldn't hack it as a stormtrooper.
Not everybody in all the Star Wars movies are Jedi or Sith. I think we all know that. And I'm sorry, ma'am. What is your name? Thank you for being a mediator within our conversation.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
My name is...
Barack Hussein Obama?
My name is not Obama.
Not this Obama, is, nice to meet you. My name is Derek.
Hello, Derek. It is very nice to meet you. I enjoyed the movie quite a bit.
Oh, my name is Spencer. Nobody asked me, but my name is Spencer. I have a Star Wars blog. It's called Chewie's Blog, and it's all about Star Wars, and I love it. And
wait,
I have
wait,
36
wait.
People subscribed to my blog.
Are you Chewie, or are you Spencer?
I'm Spencer, but I go by the pen name Chewie.
Now, are you talking about like Chewie's life on Kashyyyk, or are you talking about his time with Han Solo after his life debt to him?
Or are you talking about the lemon head that is Chewie?
I had some of those during the film.
That's disrespectful.
Well, it cost $14 just to get a soda pop and some lemon heads.
My mom packs me pizza-flavored goldfish to the movies because she says the same thing. It's the overpriced sugar garbage in the theater.
Well, not everyone's mother can pack them that sort of thing. Not everyone has a mother. Well,
that's why I'm glad to meet you guys because my mom would be more than happy. She said, Derek, if you ever have friends, you want to take them to a movie, I'll pack them a goldfish.
I would love a goldfish from your mother.
Here, I got some left over.
I would love it.
Here you go. Have some goldfish. Spencer, Chewy, would you like some?
No, I don't like goldfish.
They're pizza flavored, just like my face.
No, I gotta get home pretty soon. I gotta Skype with my girlfriend.
Girlfriend? What is your girlfriend's name?
Yeah. You got a girlfriend. I can't believe it. It's amazing.
Her name?
Her name.
Yeah,
her,
what's your girlfriend's name, bro?
Her name is Ray.
Well, just like in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's an amazing coincidence.
I had a girlfriend once. We was at camp for the summer, and she was from Canada. We're not really seeing each other anymore, but it's totally rad to have a girlfriend, bro.
Yeah. Did you show your lifesaver?
like my flesh-colored lifesaver.
Yeah.
Are you gentlemen referring to your penises?
Sorry, not Obama. Sometimes it's just boys being boys. What can you say?
I'm a boy, I understand what you're saying.
Whoops. I'm glad we're all guys. I knew that. Duh.
Hoorah.
So, what was your favorite part of the movie, not Obama?
I watched it, and I liked the part where it continued to be a movie.
Wow.
And just
I think
everyone...
the same can be said for most movies. Let's say start.
Well, I... had something happen during the beginning of it, which then lasted till the end of it, and which kept me from being able to watch the movie. But luckily...
You sat here this whole time, like, for, like, 6 hours in line, and you didn't even watch it? What happened?
I just was exhausted, but still enjoyed the feeling of being in the theater with all you other gentlemen.
With my eyes closed.
It was pretty much all guys in there.
Yeah, it's just this big sausage fest, but that's all right. I tell you,
had there been sausages, I may have stayed awake.
So had there been sausages, the movie theater would have probably made of us pay $22 for them.
Oh, I would love some sausages.
What's the most you'd pay for a sausage?
I would pay at least $16 for a sausage.
Hey, not Obama. Did you buy your costume, or did you make it?
It was a pretty good
the
costume.
The suit that I'm wearing?
Oh. Yeah, that suit.
I made it with my own hands. Because I am a believer in starters Americans. Americans that start things and see them all the way through. And I am one of those Americans.
You're a patriot.
Thank you. I am a patriot.
Isn't there a football team called the Patriots?
Yes, there
football.
Is.
Football. Is that the one with the bats and the balls
and
the gloves?
It's stupid.
No, it is not.
It's called what? It's
not the one with the bats.
What do you know
balls.
About? What do you know about it? Teach us.
About football?
Teach us, oh, why is it not Obama?
Footballs, there's footballs that are shaped in strange forms.
Strange forms, all right.
Yes, they have points on both ends.
Points on the ends.
And they want
points
the ball to go from one end to the other and back.
You talking about points of light like a spectrum?
No.
I don't understand that.
So,
I don't know how to explain it to you. You seem to be interested in Star Wars.
Spencer, well,
who wouldn't be?
You know what? I think the people who aren't interested in Star Wars are just a bunch of dumb meathead jocks who don't know nothing. That's what I think. Star Wars is an amazing fantasy. It takes you away in a different time, a different place.
My favorite part was how they brought the TIE fighters in, and it made it look really... You know, the movie was CGI'd, but not overly CGI'd like 1, 2, and 3.
It's a nod back to the originals, right, where they were forced to use creature characters back then, and it made all the difference.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to put in my blog tonight.
I would love... Could you send me... This is my email address. Could you send me a link to your blog?
What is your email address?
My email address... Is
Derek, hold on, let me write it down.
All right, write it down quick. It's derek.starwarsfan31@hotmail.com.
Still using Hotmail, huh?
My mom said I can only have one email.
Oh, I've got 37 email addresses.
Whoa.
And 42 Facebook pages.
I'm gonna figure that out. I'll try. I'm going to be here for a while. Do you guys need to ride home?
Yes, I do.
My mom will be here. She's got a minivan. It's an Aerostar from 99. It's great.
Is it all right if I take my 3 Secret Service agents with me?
Now, hold on a second.
Where are they at?
They're just getting popcorn.
I thought you said you were not Obama.
Well, I'm not Obama, but I still have 3 Secret Service agents.
What'd they think of the movie? Can you bring one over?
Yeah, bring one over. Let's talk to him.
Let me get Jerry.
Let's talk to Jerry real quick.
Hey, guys.
Are you Jerry?
The movie was great. It was so good.
Are you out of breath, Jerry?
I am very out of breath, but this is normally just how I talk.
So, we're talking to your friend, or your employer, Obama?
No.
And he said he didn't even watch the movie.
No, he sleeps during everything.
Everything?
Yeah, I haven't seen him talk to Putin once.
Why?
But he's not Obama. Don't think he's Obama.
Hey, wait a minute.
Spencer, can I talk to you at the side real quick?
Hey.
Excuse us, hey, Jerry and not Obama.
Thanks.
Jerry and not Obama. Don't even.
Don't tell him I said anything about
Okay, we won't say nothing. Dude, you're cool. Don't worry about it.
Spencer, it's me, Derek. We're standing to the side.
Okay.
What's going on there? Hold on, you good?
Yeah. It's hay fever season.
My mom always gives me extra hakeys. Do you want one?
No, those things are... They leave germs.
They do carry disease and cholera.
I just use my sleep.
Spencer, this guy over here keeps saying that he's not Obama.
Not Obama.
Oh, he's... I should... Oh, oops.
You're talking too loud.
He's got Secret Service people. What do you think?
I think it might be the real one.
I think President Barack Hussein Obama also is a Star Wars fan, just like you and just like me.
You mean... He's just like us?
I wonder if he's never been laid either, like us.
He's got two kids.
Gay guys have kids. How's that work?
That's cool.
All right, I think we should ask him some questions to uncover who he really is. Let's go back and talk to him.
Let's grill him.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, not Obama. Derek's mom, he's going to call her real quick and see if she'll give us a ride.
Yeah, what's the address?
What's the address of your house?
It would be 1600.
0000.
PENNSYLVANIA. AVENUE.
Pennsylvania.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The White House.
Wait a minute. Are you Barack Obama, the president?
No.
Wait. You live... At the White House,
mm-hmm.
You have Secret Service guys.
Oh, yeah.
And your name is not Obama.
Not Obama.
I don't know.
Not the mama? I loved that show.
I am
I wish
mother.
It would have just been a pilot so we could do that one, but it went to series.
Spencer, I really think this guy over here is Barack Obama. What other questions could we ask him, do you think, to uncover
it? I got a really good one.
All right.
Okay, are you ready, not Barack Obama?
Why, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
BB-8 was a droid in this feature film. Can you name one person whose voices they used for that?
Well, I would assume if it was a droid, that it would be looking at a human voice that then they would use toward that droid.
Famous so person. Come on, man. Famous person.
I would have to say Elvis Presley.
Spencer, this guy's not a real Star Wars
fan. Derek, do you know?
I was watching the credits, and it was a surprise to even me that both SNL alum Bill Hader and House of Lies actor Ben Schwartz both were consultants when it came to BB-8.
Yep.
What? Bill Hader?
Hey,
I love Bill Hader.
Yeah.
Oh, not Bill Hader? Well, never mind.
You're not a hater on Bill Hader?
No, I love Bill Hader.
Look, there's my mom. Maybe we should all get in the minivan and we'll talk this over some Denny's.
Yeah.
Hello, ma'am. I promise that I'm a lady under 13. I mean, a man. I mean, well, I'm not Obama.
Busted.
You're Obama. I know you anywhere. Derek, you get in the car. Your friends are not going to be able to come with us.
Ma'am, I am not the president of the United States, but I...
Do I look like I was born yesterday?
And seen.
No. That was fun. That wasn't too bad.
A little better.
A little better. Did you guys like my Obama? My not Obama?
Is that what you're going from the very beginning?
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
From the very beginning.
Pretty good.
I have to admit, like, I couldn't watch her because it was so good. Just watch her do it.
I do the hands,
she was doing
don't
the hands.
The cadence was there.
Very good.
So let's do some messages, bitches.
I've been doing this show for over...
Kind of abrasive.
Yeah, don't... I mean...
I'm an abrasive lady.
We get that we're bitches. We just don't need to be called that out loud.
Right.
Or even record it.
My mom will get mad.
I've been doing this show for over 2 years, and it's gotten me laid exactly zero times. That's zero.
That's not
with
true.
A Z. Thanks, this internet.
That's not true. You got it laid at least once because of the show.
That lady, right? Did we lay you?
Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at burns1ip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Greatest story ever is if I was the time I had sex, the first time I had sex with two different girls.
I know, you told us that, and that's all I can think about.
All right, folks, here's what your options are. You can hear about RockyTopVapor.com and promo code IBWIP for 20% off, or you could hear more about the first time that Jason had sex with two girls.
I choose vapor.
Okay, vapor it is. For many, many moons, we've had the pleasure of having a sponsor, and RockyTopVapor.com. And we went down there to Tennessee. We hung out with them and the guys from Classy Vape Comp. And
Yeah, a good time. Great time. A great
They're famous,
time.
Too. They're famous. Can I tell you why I know that? I work at a hotel. There's a guy in my lobby just the other day. This is absolutely true. He was wearing a shirt that said Johnson City Brewing Company on the back.
Mm-hmm.
So we were down there, and we did some research for Dustin's, at the time, upcoming podcast, Drunken Lullabies, which is now in full swing, and you should check out on fcfnetwork.com and subscribe to on iTunes. But when we went down there, we were like, what are some of the brewing companies we can check out? And it was Yeehaw, which we did bring back some because we went to Libation Station and got it. And then also we were looking a little bit into Johnson City Brewing Company, which they did not have anything at Libation Station. So I say to this guy in my lobby at the hotel, I say, hey, get over here. Come over here. You, come over here. He's like, what? He's like, hey, are you from Johnson City? He's like, actually, I'm from here, but I moved to Chicago, and then I moved down to Johnson City for a job opportunity. And he said he was familiar with Rocky Top Vapor. He does not vape, but he knew where they were. I think the street was like Roan Street.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said he knew exactly where it was. And he said he was familiar with Libation Station, and he knew Cootie Brown's, where we went.
Yay!
And he was also familiar with Holy Taco. Now, because I was in a semi-professional situation, I did not bring up Fuzzy Holes.
Oh, but he
he knew it, though.
I didn't bring it up.
Damn.
And I'm sure he would. But this guy was familiar with Rocky Top Vapor. He knew exactly where they were. Just a testament that we're not making this stuff up. People know about Rocky Top Vapor.
These are real companies.
Absolutely. Right. I just thought that was interesting because I don't run across a lot of people from Johnson City, Tennessee, you know?
No. Go to RockyTopVapor.com for mods, starter kits, tanks. I got a brand new tank here, and I wish I would have gotten it from RockyTopVapor.com. But you know what it's filled with right now? It's filled with audio fogs. Distortion, which is their Blackberry Blast, and I'm sporting the Shocker e-liquid tank ring so it doesn't smash my glass. So I'm representing like a homeboy.
Badass.
So if you got some tanks you need, some juice, Shocker e-liquid, a great line, Audiofog, great line, great people, please go to their website, go to their Facebook page, say, hey, we heard about you on IBWIP, and you know, don't not use that promo code. Because eventually, if you folks don't use it, they're going to say, Blake, Heather, Jason, we're going to have to
part ways.
Let you go.
Oh, boy. I don't want to live in a world where that exists.
I would cut myself. Pretty plain and simple. So,
hack it all off.
Yep.
Every limb.
Step right up, step right up. Are you a fan of the macabre? Do you enjoy blood and guts? Does gore get you excited? Is getting scared your thing? Do you like horror movies? Boy oh boy, do we have the right show for you. S&M Radio is the best horror movie podcast on the web. Shannon and Mark discuss a different horror movie topic each episode. Some episodes are about specific horror movies. Some episodes are about folks involved with horror movies, while others are about top 10 lists of horror movie topics, all with great music from all genres. I should warn you right away, spoiler alert, those two yahoos pretty much give away everything every time. Come one, come all, down to S&M Radio, where nothing is too taboo.
All
Hello. Hello, folks. Welcome back to the podcast called IBWIP.
Cheers.
Cheers, mateys. That was a little show plug for our show, S&M Radio.
What does that stand for?
Shannon and Mark?
No, that can't be it. Sadomasochism.
Yeah!
Because scary and movies.
Shirley and Marla.
Scary and movies.
Scary and movies.
Shirley and Marla. Oh, boy. Let's get out of that. Sometimes I will think about age, how old I am, how old the people are around me, how I can relate to those people. I'm in my 30s.
Mm.
I'm 34 years old.
Mm-hmm. I'll be 41 here
You'll
soon.
You'll be 41.
And I'm 23.
The Ides of March, right?
Yes.
Heather, when's your birthday?
August 25th.
Great day.
Mm-hmm.
Great day.
Thank you.
Your birthday is October 17th.
That's pretty close.
19th?
Pretty close.
18th.
Less close?
21st?
27.
Oh.
We're all in different decades right now.
I feel like a fucked up Fred.
Yeah. Well, yours is easy. The Ides of March. Yours is, okay. I think we talked about on Couch Pilots, is when Caesar was stabbed to death, then yep. You were born.
Yep.
What, 10, 20 years later? And you're 23, right?
Yes. So we're 23.
We're kind of all three of us in these different parts of our lives right now.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm just curious.
It's a wonder we talk to each other.
It's, yeah, we really have nothing in common except these goddamn microphones. So I guess my question is, Blake, you've been in your 30s, you've been in your 20s, I've been in my 20s, and you have yet to experience all the stuff that we have,
yes.
Potentially.
Yes.
It's just as far as time.
Uh-huh.
What does our day-to-day look like? Because, I mean, we've been those ages, Blake, but not in those times.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
Like we grew up in different times. What does it look like to be a woman in your 20s? What does it look like to be a half a man in your mid-30s, you know?
I'm half a man.
R.I.P. Scott Weiland. So those are my questions. I guess like on a day, like take us through a day.
Like a Saturday morning.
Start
off. We'll
Saturday
do a
morning.
Saturday morning. What happens for a young girl, a beautiful young lady in her 20s?
Oh, well, thank you. But as
just
far
general,
as a...
In general. Just kidding.
All right, just take it back. But
just kidding.
But so Saturday morning, waking up, I'm going to...
So you wake up first.
I wake up. Yes, I wake up first.
Good start.
And then I champ out whatever I have from the night before because it's a Friday night.
Champ
out. So champ out means drink whatever alcohol has been left in a glass that was meant to be drank from the night before and drink all the rest of that.
Wow.
Whether it be a screwdriver, yeah, whether it be a, we have this weird 17% alcohol wine that we like.
Wow.
That will kick out in the morning. So,
so you don't want to waste it.
Yeah, and it's less about wasting and more of just like this victory of like, yeah, in the morning, I'm taking care of what I didn't last night. It's going to be alive.
So you're not giving up.
Oh, not giving up ever.
Okay. I don't know a lot of the modern vernacular.
Mm-hmm.
To say champ out now, is that something that ever like people of your age say, or this is something you've
I would
over?
Say that that's a common phrase, and that's just a champ out means like you have to go through the struggles of something, and generally the morning after alcohol is also something that you have to go through. So I'm not sure if everyone says it, but I say it.
So it doesn't necessarily always pertain. It looks like we're milking udders. Is that what we're doing? These hand motions.
My Obama hand motions.
She's still a character.
That looks like you're trying to use two remotes, like you're a grandparent. Like,
do you want me to explain the hand motion? Or okay, so Julia Louis-Dreyfus explains how, because she's on Veep,
right?
And she talks about her character and how she does these hand motions without, it's like a point, but without a finger, and you just kind of like close it in. And she calls it, what does she call it? Impotent, because it's just so simple, and it's just like something that's forceful to kind of get the point down.
It's not evasive
without being,
as a finger.
Yeah, without being aggressive. I gotcha. With the finger.
Be aggressive.
Aggressive. Champ out your drink in the morning.
Champ out your drink in the morning.
So that's how I started off.
Okay, but that doesn't always just pertain to finishing a drink. It's just kind of something that the millennials say to finish what they've started, even though it might be tough.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't want to drink 17% wine in the morning. Would you, Blake?
In my 20s, okay. I would have been champing out.
Yeah.
How do you start your Saturday morning, though?
Well, in your 30s, what do you...
In chronological order, from 20s to 30s, I have my daughter on the weekends. I pick her up Friday night. I don't know. I usually work Saturdays, which sucks. It sucks.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I usually take get myself my daughter ready to drop her off, and then I work all day. That's what I do in the morning. It's a real bummer.
I at 41-ish, 40, almost 40.
Because I know your birthday is March 15th. I know, as your friend, I've committed to memory what your birthday is.
Just to really stab the knife in that you haven't.
Well, by Friday night, I want to go to bed at 8 o'clock because I'm tired from the week.
Okay.
So
you get up early, too.
If we have the kids, my biological clock wakes me up at 5 o'clock in the morning
God.
On a Saturday. I usually get up and I'm in pain. Body parts are in pain.
What parts?
Lately, it's been my feet. I've had a lot of problems with my feet because I'm on my feet all day long.
Mm. More than one? You've had multiple problems with your feet?
Oh, yeah.
I literally wear heels and Monday through Friday. I'm wearing heels right now, and I wake up in the morning feeling fantastic.
She's saying fuck you right now is what she's saying.
Exactly.
I take the dog out, bitch about that, come back in.
I'll get a pet today.
Lay back down, have horrible, horrible breath from sleep snoring and sleeping with my mouth open. And then I lay there, and I cannot fall back asleep. And I watch Netflix shows with young people, and I cuss them.
That's so good.
Like what show? What shows do you watch? You're like, fuck that guy's life.
I watched a movie recently called Slowest Learners or something.
I seriously just watched that with Adam Pally.
I was like, fuck you guys.
I like Adam Pally. What is it called? Slow Learners?
Slow Learners was pretty good.
It's about a couple of teachers who never had much luck in love, and they're trying to go the complete opposite direction of what they've always done over the course of a summer.
Okay.
To someone would say, disastrous effects.
could be.
It's a lovely hijinks.
And you say, but they're not much younger than you, right?
Oh, they're still younger.
They're like my age. They're like mid-30s, right?
Yeah, they're still younger.
But fuck them, huh?
Right. Fuck them and fuck them hard.
So what do I do after I've woken up, champed out my drink, kind of shaking off the day before, taking a shower, all that. Mid-Saturday, you're going to be looking at me, you know, contacting my friends or finding out what to do, or probably getting stoned.
What about all of your responsibilities that you have, though, to, like, a spouse or a child or something?
No, like every other Saturday I work, but most Saturdays I get to just, like, sit around and, you know, I'll clean up. I'll kind of, like, do dishes or whatever. I've got two roommates, so we switch off on it.
You try to contact friends?
Yeah.
To do stuff?
On mid-Saturday. Like, we might go day drinking, like, throughout the Saturday, or maybe we'll, like, hit up, you know, one of their friends' house, and we'll go party at some other house that I've never been to in my life that I have no idea who runs that house or what's going on or what the toilet situation is like inside of it. Yeah.
Huh. Is that a big concern at your age?
No. I need to have at least one toilet.
Functioning toilet?
That I can squat into. So I don't even need to touch a toilet seat at this point. Okay. I haven't touched a toilet
seat
in
3 years.
Yeah. Mildly powerful thighs. I'm working on it. It's been a New Year's resolution. Check out my podcast, Sex with Heather, to learn that.
To learn out that more squats was
my New Year's resolution. So I've been working on it, but I can get down to definitely at least enough of a squat to squat over a toilet without touching it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It sounds a lot like my Saturdays. Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to watch maybe 10 minutes of uninterrupted college football as children keep whisking by me, yelling and shooting each other with Nerf guns, while my wife comes in and yells at me because I didn't put the laundry basket upstairs that she just got done working hard to do. I text a friend, and then she asks me, who am I talking to?
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, then I go and take my kids to a restaurant at overpriced food.
Oh, dude, I love going out to eat.
That I don't have the money for, and then get convinced to go to Build-A-Bear for $50 a bear. That's my Saturday afternoon. Jason, any?
Say I'm not at work, okay? Mm-hmm.
You're not at work.
Thank you. The end. No. I enjoy taking advantage of local events. So I drag my daughter along to this. I had this thing a couple weeks ago. My daughter threw a tantrum during Halloween. And my mom, it was at my mom's house. And I was like, and my mom said, you know, you used to do the same thing. And I was like, how does that help me now? How does that help the situation right now?
Right.
How is you rubbing this into my face that I used to be this way 30 years ago help me right now?
Doesn't she do it in front of your daughter too?
Yeah, she's right. This does not help at all. And I would say my mom is the sweetest lady too. She really is.
Oh yeah.
And she's just sometimes she's absent-minded about certain things, and this was absolutely one of them because she had nothing to say to me after that. She's like, right. Oh, I guess maybe. But sometimes I will drag my daughter to like an art show. Or like the other day we went to, they have this thing called First Fridays. I know it's not a Saturday, but it's just where local artists will open up their studios and we'll walk around and, you know, we'll get a hot chocolate. We'll check out a record store. And I'm trying to give her a part of me while also giving culture to her too. So I know at her very core, she appreciates some of it. But she will come off as like, oh, this sucks. I hate this. But I was like, this is actually kind of cool. Believe it or not, darling, we're surrounded by hipsters. So we know we're doing something right.
Right.
So that's something that I like to do on a Saturday that I have open. Try to experience the city and the town around me and some of the cooler shops, local places, and art.
At your age.
That's cool. Like a bar crawl.
Yeah.
A bar crawl. No,
therein lies the difference.
Yeah, I go on bar crawls all the time.
So
Saturdays.
Now we're ripping into a Saturday
evening,
night.
Right? Saturday night.
You're already you've champed it.
I've probably had a few beers at this point. Yeah, yeah. I probably at this point have maybe a few beers. I probably won't go out till 11 because everyone who goes out before then is a pansy.
Go 11 a.m.
11 p.m. 11 p.m.
a.m. We're talking the evening now. So.
P.m. Yes, yeah, so it's p.m.
Was it
11 p.m. Almost midnight. So
that's when
that's
when you come home.
No, that's when I'm getting there. The couple hours before then is all about getting prepped, getting ready, getting beautiful.
Pregame.
That's a pregame. I do. Yeah, pregame for sure.
Yeah,
pregame. Get makeup. Get ready. Get our plan.
You get on fleek.
Oh, on fleek for sure.
See Jason.
But that's pretty good.
That was good.
I am thoroughly
very
impressed
with
your. But what about pre-gaming in the sense of pre-boozing?
Pre-boozing.
A couple shots, too, before you go?
I'm a whiner, and then maybe a few shotser. I'm a wine. I like wine prepping, so I like
17%.
Drinking wine. And maybe not the 17% wine. That's a Friday night thing. But the normal wine, get your face all ready, make it look covered with things.
Yeah.
Put your body and make it cover with less things.
Oh, oh my.
Mm-hmm. And then go out into the world until 2 in the morning and dance. Dance a lot.
Dance your life away.
Lots of dancing. Moving from bar to bar with frantic calls to friends. Where are you? Where did you just go? Are you in the bathroom? Are you at the next bar? Lots of those moments and those frantic messages.
Now, you haven't been with Adam for extremely long time.
No.
Now, is this a Saturday night in general, or is this a Saturday night where you are with Adam? Does he go with you and go dancing with you?
This is a Saturday night with Adam or without Adam, depending on what he wants to do.
He'll go dancing, though, with you?
He'll go dancing with me, yeah. And then I'll just contact my friends and have him come with me or whatever, and they'll come dancing with me as well.
But he is a man.
He is a man.
I think, first of all, he is a man.
Second, he's also a 30.
I was
going to
say, second of all,
man.
I think he's like about my age.
Yeah, he's 33, I think, at this point.
So he's still game to do this stuff, though. He has no children?
No.
He's never been married?
No.
And so he is essentially a man in his 20s, in his
30s. Right.
Except he gets much worse headaches. Much, much worse headaches. I wake up in the morning and I like really need headache medicine. I'll like rub his head and stuff.
Wow. How do we get back to that, Blake?
I don't know. You just need someone
to rub your head. That's
I'm still
all.
Trying to compare my Saturday evenings to hers.
What does that look like? What does your evening look like?
10
Vegas bombs by 1 o'clock, right?
He's tired just thinking about it.
By 5 o'clock, I'm trying to figure out how early I can get these children to bed so I can go to bed. We're having dinner, again, eating out, spending another $50 to eat out. Then I'm coming home, and instead of watching the evening college football game, I'm watching Star Wars Clone Wars on Cartoon Network.
Is that a good show?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You're presenting it like it's not, but you really enjoy it.
Me and Molly are forcing ourselves to stay awake till 10, which is the time we finally tell the children they have to go to bed. On the way up, I've stepped on 3 Legos, so my feet hurt even worse now.
More foot problems.
And by 11 o'clock, I've watched one last episode of Marin on Netflix. I've become bitter in that half hour.
You've taken on the Marin persona.
I've taken on the Marin persona, and then by 12 o'clock, I'm fast asleep until 1:30 when I wake up and I have to pee.
Oh, boy.
That's me.
What a life. Okay, supposing that I do not work on a Saturday. My Saturday evening, I don't know, I'd say about one out of every three or four, my daughter will be spending the night at my mom's house. And then maybe I'll get to go out with some of my friends. And usually, I'm at an age now where I didn't drink hardly, even if at all, when I was younger. So a lot of my friends already went through that phase, so now they don't want to do that now. Sure. Where I am more apt to say, let's go out and do something.
Right.
They're not always on the same page as me. A lot of times if I hang out with my friends, it's we're at someone's house watching a movie, or we're playing like board games. Like, there is a whole culture of board games out
yeah.
there. Just like hardcore people that there's podcasts about it. There's it's just like whole shops yes. devoted to it. Just
Settlers of Catan.
That is in there, sure. Mm-hmm. That's like
Ticket to Ride.
There's a ton of them out there. It's bizarre. I have a buddy whose whole closet is where someone would usually keep linens or coats. It's just all games. So we'll do something, which is fun. I mean, I love my friends very much, like my family. So we'll do something like that. Don't always get to what you want to be invited sometime. Is that what you're saying? You're not coming. I don't want
to interrupt 40 something. You don't want to interrupt him going to bed at 10, yeah. trying to get his kids to sleep so he can go to bed.
So it's that, or I'm at home trying to make a bean burrito with my daughter, or going out to eat with her, and then maybe just watching like Futurama or something with her, or she's like we watch Saturday Night Live together a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's usually one of those things. It's pretty low key. It's not some crazy out there. Sometimes I would like it. Sometimes I'm envious that you know other people are doing that. My friends are kind of out of that phase, but. A lot of times it's fairly low-key, whether it's just chilling out, drinking with my buddies at one of their houses, playing board games, or at home with my daughter watching Futurama, eating Jersey Mike's subs.
I forgot to mention, in the morning, I'm finding my B6 Spring Valley vitamins that I'm trying to take.
Oh.
They're supposed to...
For metabolism support.
Yep.
Because I just call that not eating
because doctor,
or drinking Mountain Dew.
Dr. Oz said that these would help. These were
Dr. Oz is a crock, man.
He said that it would perk me up.
What does Dr. Oz say about Mountain Dew?
I don't know. I just watched that one when I was at the dentist, that one episode.
That's all you needed to see. You know what? I think what we've realized here is that there's ups and downs and that there's goods and bads. I mean, just because my Saturday morning's great doesn't mean that Sunday's full of dishes. All that sort of thing.
All of Blake's sounded really bad to me.
Well, Blake was just trying to put him in a bad light. No, everyone knows that 40 is the new
80.
Blake's life sounds
respect
really,
your elders.
His life sounds really bad.
His life sounds shitty as hell. I'm glad we're here to brighten it up for him.
I love my life.
So release schedule. This is what we've released before. I was just briefly briefed about all of this briefness.
Hold on a second. What does this mean?
The release schedule
what is
this? The things that we release and the schedule that we release them in.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first I'm hearing about it.
See, episode 232 is the episode we did 2 weeks ago.
Nope. Got it.
3 weeks ago, if you're counting this week. And so that's the one we're going to talk about first. Episode 232 is I Like Them Scared, and it's now available. So that was 2 weeks
yeah.
ago.
I feel like she's going back to her Obama again.
Yeah.
And that is available.
Episode 233, Very Big Mist, is now available. So there that was last week. Now today... Episode 235, which actually wouldn't be today, that would be next week. That one's our next episode, inevitably titled A Man Cannot Live on Bread Alone Because of the Carbs, will be available on Friday, January 29th.
Pretty funny.
And don't forget, Saturday, January 23rd is Measure Your Feet Day. And while you're down there, feel for lumps.
Heyo.
Also, Thursday, January 28th is Fun at Work Day. What the hell does a toy tester do on this holiday?
Pretty strong.
That's a strong one.
Pretty strong.
And
joke.
Don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, because they sure as hell won't contact themselves. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, contact yourself.
That too. On iTunes, you don't even have to leave a review. Just give us 5 stars, and we'll be on our way. The more
put a heart.
Do you have hearts on iTunes?
I mean, a little, you know, less than sign. And
emoji.
Less than, what is it?
Without your interaction on iTunes, there's no way for other people to find out about us.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
We talk about it all the time, but seriously, if you enjoy listening to this show for an hour and a half, you know, every week and think it's fun, just go in there. You really would be helping us out a lot. We appreciate it very much. And tell a friend about the show. Let them know how you spend an hour of your week and join in on the antics.
Antics.
Yeah. And make a friend. There's antics. That's a great way to connect with someone else.
Yeah.
That honestly is how Blake and I started becoming friends and talking to each other.
I had sex with him.
He had sex with me, and then he said, check out this podcast.
Everyone has to start with friendship with sex.
No, I came over to your desk for something when we were at Caterpillar, and I was like, what's all this shit on your cubicle? And he's like, I do a podcast. This is the stuff about my podcast. I said, my name is Jason, and I like podcasts. And a friendship was forged.
Jason talking to strangers again.
Every day he
he was wearing a shirt, I will say.
Every day he regrets becoming my friend.
Every damn day.
All right, folks. Thank you very much for sharing this past hour with us. We've enjoyed you listening to us. It gives us something to do. Unless you have a pen and a paper in your hand, then Heather will always have something to do.
I love writing on paper.
Trees die.
Yes.
To make paper.
True.
They've not come up with an affordable synthetic paper yet.
No.
So.
Aside from a computer.
But it's not the same. There's not the texture, the sound of the rolling of the pen. I
completely agree with you, Blake. I am not trying. I'm not even going to play devil's advocate here.
Okay. Well, okay. Now you're a drawer too.
I'm in the spirit. It's something very tactile about drawing, feeling that pen. So often we're in this virtual space where nothing is real. We're just touching and swiping and reading and looking and playing. This is real. This is the shit right here. This is the real deal, my
that's
man.
That's a tree.
This is a real. That's a real piece of paper.
What? My show notes.
How dare you?
My precious show notes. Oh, Christ.
Thank you for listening, folks. Check us out on iTunes. Give us a review. Tell us you love us. Send us an email.
We do the same for you.
I love email.
How many emails?
Let you count the ways.
I've got cabin fever for real. It's too chilly outside, so I'm stuck indoors all day. Good thing I have IBWIP, or else I might succumb to winter madness. Which honestly is not quite as bad as March Madness. I wouldn't wish either on anyone.
I love March Madness because of my birthday.
That was a bad read. It was a bad
On IBWIP, there is no bad read.
Only bad jokes written by me. Who is bad? That guy's still around.
George Thorogood?
Yeah.
He's a destroyer.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Is he like a football man? I mean, a wrestler man? Is that why he's a destroyer?
No, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. That was the name of his band. Back in the 70s, you could be a front man and have your name. You just had to have a, like, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Tom Petty.
The Heartbreakers.
Oh, yeah. That one. Yep.
Huey Lewis.
Also the News.
What?
Or what's that? Elvis Costello in The Imposters. If you were Heather Olsen, it'd be Heather Olsen and the what?
Heather Olsen and the Macaroons.
Ooh, I love a good macaroon.
Ooh, I don't know what a macaroon is.
I love a macaroon as my backup. Just my backaroons.
The backaroons.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Jason Tosher. Executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.